Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Cause of Death. Revenge is sweet. A rivalry escalates. Marcel is called to a large construction site. He has never experienced the competition among the construction workers like this before. Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. My name is Marcel Engel, and I work as a crime scene cleaner. It will happen every now and then in my podcast that we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids, such as blood as an element, will be the smallest problem. I am looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany, and my experiences can be heard here now. Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel. Hello, I'm glad you have the time for an exciting crime scene story. There is a nice saying, revenge is sweet, and I think we all know that feeling of something unfair happening or someone just being mean to us, and that feeling of wanting to take revenge. It is always said that true strength lies in forgiving. But well, we are human. I don't think this mindset always works. And even if you've never taken revenge, I think you can understand if someone might be playing with this thought. I had a crime scene many years ago. Crime scene at a construction site. The developer called us, and the information I get was there was a lot of blood. The architect himself did not want to enter the construction site under these circumstances. Yes, that was the announcement. I spoke to the developer on the phone, told him that I was still finishing a job, but that I could drive over to the construction site within the next hour. I didn't really ask any questions, because I mean, you don't really do that. I didn't have to pack the vehicle. I was on the road anyway cleaning a crime scene, so all my tools were with me. What I assumed was a work accident. It had happened quite often that we have been called to a construction site. Someone has fallen from somewhere or suffered a cut from a cutting tool, which causes bleedings. That happens every now and then. And then it also happens from time to time that they don't just dump a bucket of water over it, but that a crime scene cleaner is needed. And that's our job. Well, I arrived on the scene. I got surprised because it seemed like no investigation was carried out. So when an accident occurs at work, there are different investigating authorities who then determine whether everything was properly secured. It depends on what kind of accident happened. The construction site was still muddy. There were no roads yet. Really big trucks, concrete trucks and so on, were still driving through. I almost got stuck there with my car. I was supposed to contact one of the workers by cell phone, but he wasn't available. I then drove to a crowd of people standing in front of a building shell and shouted out of my window whether a crime scene cleaner was needed here. At first, no one understood me. That's not atypical. There are just many, many nationalities working as Germans at construction sites, and German is not necessarily spoken. That's not a basic requirement. I've seen that quite often. It's not a tragedy. We get along hands and feet. You can always communicate somehow. Thank God a man came up to me and led me upstairs. He was in a hurry, since a preliminary inspection by the investor was to take place today. Cause of Death, the podcast, the crime scene. So, I went in the stairwell. Can you imagine like this? Concrete floor? There was still no flooring on it, but that was still such a possible unfinished area and such a concreted staircase. You could see that right away, and it's often the case that steel door struts are used as guardrails to prevent construction workers from falling down during the construction phase.
And so that was secured. And there was a lot of blood on the timber. I thought to myself, well, how does blood get there now? But well, I asked him in the course of this, and he said, I can't give you any exact information now. I only know that something terrible has happened here. Well, what happened that was so terrible? He says that the madmen beat each other to death with lumber. And the other one rammed a foxtail saw into the neck of one of the opponents, and in the process, the carotid artery was probably opened. This isn't serious, is it? But he said, yes, I am serious. So I asked him, is everybody going crazy here? How can something like this happen? Well, and then I continued to look at what was happening. So it went then, so in such an intermediate level, there was nothing. But on the second floor, it was brutal. So there were, how should I explain it? So on the door frames, partly still foils, so construction foils, they were also completely covered in blood. And you could really see the blood spatter on them. So I thought, oh my goodness. I then asked them, tell me, how many people were there in total? Or then he said, no, there were 8 people here. There was 1 dead and 7 seriously injured. I said, what? And then he said, it happened this morning. First thing this morning at 7 o'clock. So I said, yes, but okay. Yes, they have all been distributed to the hospitals here. And then I said, tell me now, I have to ask a stupid question. How in the name of all that can happen on a construction site? Yes, and he knew more than he wanted to admit. Cause of death. The podcast. The perpetrator. So, what happened? There are always several construction crews on a construction site. One company does electrical work, others are painters, others are bricklayers and so on. And they are all scheduled in different sections on the construction site for their activities. So the architect, the planner, sets up everything when which construction work has to happen how. And yes, I think it's often the case on construction sites that they don't get along so well with each other. One snatches the parking space away from the other, or one steals from the other and so on. And yes, so all those who come from construction, they will know. Yes, you always have to keep an eye on your stuff. You have to pay attention, and it has nothing to do with different nationalities. It's just like that. There is nothing you can do. And I think that's the case at many construction sites, but what happened here was really crazy. The bricklayers, I think they were the highest on the site, and the company also had a drywall department. And it seemed like one of the painters was probably extremely pissed off by one of the bricklayers. So, what happened? The bricklayer were then punished one morning by the painters. There were major disputes, which the site manager noticed. And what the painters did to the bricklayers, I don't know exactly, but it doesn't matter. But I can tell you what the bricklayers did to the painters as an act of revenge, if you can call it that. They shit in their paint buckets, big fat sausages. And when they mixed the colors in the morning, instead of a white color, they got a creamy cappuccino color, which probably also stank. I disposed the paint buckets later and they still smelled pretty bad. And one of the workers didn't even notice and thought, well, the paint is just a little bit brown, and painted it on. When his colleague noticed the disaster, he got really mad. As a result, he ran over to the construction section of the bricklayers. And then the fight started. The bricklayer hit the painter with a square wood over the skull, again and again, right on the head. As a result, the painter had a huge laceration on the back of his head, and that's probably why it escalated to an extreme, because he then called his colleagues, the painter colleagues from over there, to help. And since the mood was probably already bad over the weeks on the construction site and there had been physical disputes before, it just escalated. One guy cut open the other guy's neck with a foxtail saw with a very sharp one, and in doing so, he injured his carotid artery. And through this deep cut, the bricklayer bled to death. When the other bricklayers noticed, it came to a wild and savage brawl, with the result of 7 seriously injured people and 1 dead bricklayer. And you have to mention that gray concrete. It absorbs blood extremely quickly. The crime scene had just happened in the morning. You could see battle scars everywhere. As I said, revenge is sweet, but sometimes it can really escalate to such an extent that it might even be fatal. Well, that's it from the construction site crime scene. And if you like this episode, subscribe to my channels or find me under MarcelEngel.com. Glad you were there. See you next time for a new episode. Until then, see you, Marcel. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special cleaning unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime, anywhere in the world. Get in touch or just click through to MarcelEngel.com. Empathic, profound, honest. Cause of Death, guaranteed not to go cold. Be there. I'm looking forward to it. Subscribe to the season and you won't be late for an episode.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. Cause of Death.